Welcome back to another episode of Rejoiceful Homemaking. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. We are grateful. Before we start, I just want to say how thankful we are for this community. I know we say it almost every episode, but we truly are just so thankful for this community
Yes.
and getting to chat with you guys and hearing your input. It really does mean the world to Colby and I, and we just want to say thank you from the bottom of our hearts and thanks for listening.
Yeah, absolutely. And with that being said, we haven't asked for a while, but we'd love if you guys could go rate this podcast and also share with a friend, download it, whatever it may be. It really helps our podcast grow. And if you guys enjoy it, it really motivates us to know that. So it means a world that you guys are listening, and it would be awesome for you guys to go do that for us if you don't mind.
Yeah. On today's episode, we are going to be talking. We thought since it was the new year, we thought maybe some of you guys would be trying to get rid of toxins in your home. So we are just going to be talking about how to swap toxins out of your home and get into a low toxic, non-toxic home. And we're still in the process of doing this. It
And
just takes steps.
it's taken us 4 years to do
Yes,
our
we
process.
started off small, but now we are kind of going off the deep end. I know. Kendall and I were just, we were making a smoothie, and Kendall was saying, she's like, we're not that crunchy. And I looked at her and I was like, I don't know. She's like, it's getting worse.
It's getting worse. I'm even like the polyester in my clothes. I cannot stand it. Like, we need all cotton clothing.
I've been thinking about our mattress, like, what's in our mattress, what's made out of our couch.
It's funny you say that because I was listening to somebody say, we don't pay because the mattress, we're like, oh, we just sleep on it. But we sleep on it for 7 to some people sleep
Oh my
10 hours
goodness.
on it.
Don't get me started.
Think about how much lifespan we spend on a mattress.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, naps, sleeping, it just, so gosh dang it.
What?
Now I'm like, we just got a new mattress.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm telling you. I thought you forgot something. I was like, what?
Oh
Jeez. But no, it's disappointing. You didn't look into what's in your mattress, huh?
I almost refused to do it because we just got a new king mattress. Although it was for free, but I'm not ready to give it up. I don't
Oh.
want to pay for one.
Ew, yeah, for real. She got it from White, me not White, Gr Johnny's grandpa.
Yeah, definitely. It was,
But
and they,
it wasn't slept on. It was in the spare room.
it was hardly ever slept on. And anyways, we got a foam mattress to go on top of it.
Well, YY and I, we're gonna be getting a new mattress soon. And you
Oh,
betcha.
you need a new bed frame. Your
Oh,
cats have destroyed.
easy now. Don't tell them everything.
Sorry.
Don't call me out like that. Anyways. Yes, we need a new bed frame. We need a new mattress. We got it before we were married. Well, okay, why about? We didn't live together before we were married. But we have a bed,
You've had it for a while.
and we've had it for a whole hot minute.
And it's been.
And the girl is broken in, and that sounds kind of bad, I guess. Anyways, besides the point, we're going to talk about low tox household products.
Yes. And we are excited for it. And there is an exciting switch that's coming our way that will help all your guys' households to switch over. And we will get to that later on in the podcast.
Yes, we will. Anyways, but don't get overwhelmed whenever you're trying to switch out toxins in your home to a non-toxic home. The key is doing it little by little by little. And then eventually you're going to just end up, with less toxic things in your house. And then it kind of becomes a lifestyle and then you're healthier.
Yeah.
And PTL,
Praise the
praise
Lord.
the Lord.
Well, and I feel like it with social media, it's really intimidating to look at all these people with all these non-toxic switches. And we forget that social media isn't real life because it takes money to switch over and it takes time to switch over and it takes getting rid of things to switch over. So I always say use up what you have unless you absolutely can't stand it, just throw it away. But use up what you have, and when it's time to replace that product, just go ahead and replace it. Now, if you are intimidated by the price of more natural products in the stores, I really encourage you guys to look up how to make it homemade because there's so many things we can make by ourselves, just getting the ingredients and making it from home. And so many times we think, oh, that's intimidating to make it ourselves too. Let's leave it up to the professionals or scientists. And
It's so
we,
simple.
as scientists, shouldn't be able or shouldn't be in charge of creating your cleaning product pro
Cleaning?
cleaning products. You should be able to clean and disinfect with the products God has given us. So don't let that intimidate you. When in doubt, I know vinegar, not everybody's the biggest fan.
That's what I have. Vinegar and water, you mix that together and you can add essential oils in it.
Or an orange peel and let it soak.
Yeah, vinegar and orange peel, you can let it soak. And these are simple things you can find on Pinterest. I mean,
Yeah.
there's so many easy things, and that's such a cheap swap you can do. It's just get a what?
No, go on.
Oh, okay. You just get vinegar and orange or even a lemon peel and you can put it in there, and that can make your cleaner smell more fresh. It's still gonna have a vinegar smell, but I would rather have a some vinegar smell than chemicals everywhere.
Yeah, and because bleach, there's a study shown that if you clean with bleach, is it once a week? It's just as bad as smoking a pack of cigarettes a day, and that's true. Also, I want to add with like changing out oils, and I really encourage you guys to get rid of that canola oil in your house. And then some people say, well, olive oil or avocado oil or whatever it may be is so expensive. Go and to the butcher and get tallow or something that you can melt down and you can use that, or ghee, and you can use that for your cooking. You can even use bacon grease. If you use bacon grease, just dump it off to the side, put a lid on it or put a covering over it, and use that instead of canola oil because there's good fats. I mean, I'm all for good,
Oh, I
fatty,
love good fats.
natural.
It's great for
Yeah.
your brain needs fat.
Yeah, absolutely. So don't, there's always going to be a substitute for your products at home with something else. Just
Right.
the key is not to overthink it and just take it, small bites at a time.
Yes, that's
What?
right. I was just laughing at the way you're talking with your hand. It's just funny because, we're just talking together, but we're talking to you guys. And Colby's like she's in it talking about me switching over these cleaning products.
One of these days, here soon, you guys will be able to see us.
Yes, that's for sure. And also, I want to take a moment to talk about like the health benefits that come from swapping over to cleaner ingredients for your less toxic products. Is your health benefits are going to really you won't notice it until you start switching over and you're like, oh my goodness, I've been cleaning with this natural cleaner, and whenever I clean with this toxic cleaner, it gives me a headache. I mean, the exposure to less chemicals, the better.
Your senses really pick it up. Like,
No, they
I
really
mean,
do.
this is awful. And I'm not judging anybody who cleans with bad cleaner. You do need to switch up. But I have walked into a house.
Taking a real fast break to tell you all about our favorite cereal, Lovebirds. This company pours their heart and soul into making this food. If you know us, you know that we love to eat the ingredients God has given us. We do not have to worry about any weird stuff here. This food is from the earth and lightly sweetened by nature. You can use a code Colby and Kendall for 15% off. That's Colby and Kendall in all caps for 15% off. KOLBIANDKYNDAL.
Told where they just cleaned, and my nostrils hurt, literally ache afterwards because my nose is not used to that stuff.
Yeah.
Or I, Huck wore, somebody washed Huck's clothes with their laundry detergent that was full of fragrance, and Huck
Oh.
was trying to take it off himself because it was so strong.
Oh, I
Like,
believe
Huck
it.
even knows the
Yeah.
difference. I that might sound dramatic, but he was like,
Even Huck knows. And he's one.
no, but he was really, I walked in his crib and
He is a crunchy baby.
he was trying to take it off, and I know he was getting a headache from it. At least I think.
No, I'm sure he was, because my kids don't like it when their co clothes smell like that either.
Yeah.
Vinegar and baking soda will get your clothes just fine.
Well,
Clean.
I still use Melaleuca's laundry
Right. And
detergent,
that is great. It's not as strong as a smell.
right? But there is, I mean, I one day I'm gonna start making my own laundry detergent, don't you?
Yeah, I have before. I haven't in a while. I've been just using baking soda, washing soda, and that's it.
Yeah.
And then some vinegar if they need it more clean, if they're stinky.
And then there's those dryer balls you just put some essential oils on and
See, I've
pop in.
heard those are very cause fire, so I haven't been
Oh,
using them.
really? That's what all I. Okay. Well, maybe I need to stop using it because I would hate to burn down this house.
Yeah, that
That
would
would be
not be good.
awful.
Also, that's your stem on cleaning. Also, so cookware. Cookware has a lot of chemicals in it, like the nonstick pans. Guys, I'm telling you, it's time to get rid of those. You want to quit cooking with those. Look up some research on why you need to stop cooking with them, and you will quit cooking with them. The easy swap, you can go ahead, sorry.
And change out one pen at a time.
Right, yeah. Don't throw it all out at a time. Just swap out a pen at a time. The easy swap would be cast iron. We love cast iron or stainless steel. Those are both great options to switch to, and they are worth the money sw swapping over. And once you get a cast iron, you never have to get rid of it.
Yeah, I only cook with two cast irons and then one Dutch oven, and that's all I have to cook with. Now, if I were to have guests over where I have corn and everything, I guess I'd have to put it in cast iron or something and then put it in a bowl and keep it warm or something, 'cause, or I can just get more. But I only have two skillets and one Dutch oven, and that's all I cook with.
I have four cast iron skillets, but I only bought one, and the others I got as a birthday gift or Christmas gifts in the past year. So that's a great idea too. Ask for it for your birthday or Christmas from your loved ones. If they say, "Hey, what do you want?" You're like, "Hey, what about a cast iron?"
Yeah, that sounds great. And really, cleaning them is super simple. I remember being intimidated by cast iron and be like, oh, you have to season them and this and that. And really, it is so simple to use.
It
And you're
is.
not going to get those little flakes of metal in your meal. I was looking at my pans I was using before I switched to only cast iron and Dutch oven, and there is a ring where that non-stick stuff, it has gone into my food. I mean, and I was looking, I was like, oh my gosh, we have digested metals, little sh pieces of metal is in our food without us knowing it.
Holy.
I know. So I'm not even, I was like, oh, these can be Huck's playing pens. I just threw them out.
Yeah, that is something. That is something. Another thing is, so that's just a quick one on cookware, is skincare. Skin is your largest organ. So it is so important that we take care of it. And I would say the easy swap is tallow. But not everyone's face likes tallow. Not everyone's body likes tallow. So you can try something different.
Vitamin D oil, rose oil.
Do you say jojoba oil?
That I never know how to
Hoba.
pronounce it.
Anyways,
You never know.
oh, I should have said that on live.
Dang it.
Oh man, here we go again. Anyways, so I would do like simple swaps, but your skincare shouldn't be over like 10 steps.
Right.
It should be super simple,
God
and
created our skin to be more of a simple thing. And also, if you're having acne or anything like that, sure, a nice face wash might help. But when it really comes down to it, it go
your
relates
gut.
all back to the gut health and how well you're keeping care of your gut. And that has a lot to do with it. Now, wrinkles and all that is a different thing. You can always take care of that in a different, and a lot of oils, castor oil is good for that. And then I saw a mix, a girl do a mix. She's been doing it for a few years, and it has vanished her wrinkles. I say that now, and I can't even tell you guys the mix because I don't know it. But I'm using Frownies for my wrinkles,
And the rice water.
rice water, and most of all, my red light mask.
Yes, that is another way for good skincare. But we are talking about like body lotions too, and like soap in the shower, like body wash. I would just switch to a goat soap. Honestly, it's an easy swap. But now, some people, they say it makes your skin really dry. I would still honestly use it and just get a really good lotion. Like,
It makes my skin dry. I just use lotion afterwards.
And just really get a good lotion to put on your skin afterwards, because with those soaps that are like from Bath and Body, they have so much health. Sorry, one moment. So much health risk with it. Like Bath and Body, if they
Hormone
might,
disruptors, infertility.
yeah.
I mean,
There's.
cancer-causing products in there. It's crazy how we have let so many carcinogens and just so many products get slipped in with these things. I'm like,
Yes.
how is.
Looking for ways to go cleaner and greener in your household? Look no further. The Holistic Home Box is going to be the answer you've been waiting on. They make it easy to do and affordable. Holistic Home Box is a monthly subscription box where you receive sustainable, all-natural alternatives to everyday items that you can use to rid your home of toxic chemicals and plastics. The boxes feature many everyday essential items, such as kitchen utensils, cleaning supplies, Talo skincare items, bathroom supplies, and so much more. They have pre-launch sales going on now. We highly encourage you all to go see what it's all about. And don't forget to sign up for their newsletter. Their website is going to be in the show notes down below.
It's even possible. But for the sake of smelling good, people will do it.
For sure. Yeah, so those are some simple ways to swap out. And honestly, for my perfume right now, I just honestly use an essential oil roller on, and that's not me. And my sister-in-law actually got me some perfume, so I only wear it if, you know, I want to smell good for Wyatt, you know, if we're on a hot date.
Right.
I'll wear it. But other than that, I really don't. And I saw some stuff for deodorant. I would make sure it's aluminum-free, yeah, for sure.
I stopped wearing deodorant in the summertime, I believe, and for a while, I was stinking. I'm not going to lie. I was stinking so bad. I was like, I'm so sorry, Johnny. I smell bad. But I toughed it out, and I don't stink anymore. And that has a lot to do with, I think, what I eat, too. But not everybody can go without, for 6 months, you know, pushing out the stink trail, you right. know.
And that also, you might stink. You might need a detox.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. I was like, oh my gosh. But I don't wear deodorant anymore. Now, there's lots of great options for clean deodorant. I know some people say, well, they don't actually work. I encourage you to keep trying out the aluminum-free ones, because aluminum soaks into your armpits and then goes into your glands, and it causes a lot of breast cancer.
Mm-hmm.
So that is a really big encouragement to not use it.
Yeah. And I saw somebody use a crystal deodorant.
Mm.
And I was like, that's neat. I honestly don't wear that much deodorant now, because I did the same thing. I just detoxed from deodorant and I quit wearing it.
Mm-hmm.
And I did stink for a while.
Yeah. But it was, at the gym, I was like, I can't do arm raises. Like, if I do, I'm going to have green smoke coming out from my armpit. Not really, but that's what I felt like.
Yeah, for sure.
And Johnny is the same way. He actually has stopped wearing deodorant. And there for a while, I was like, boy, you've got to, like, close your arms. But he doesn't stink anymore. Anyway, so there's lots of options for that. Shampoo, I encourage you guys to find a natural shampoo, because you have all these pores up here with all this hair you guys have. And products and sink into your skin within, what is it? Less than or right at 20 seconds, if that. So it's really important to have good products, because it soaks into your largest organ.
Yeah.
And you guys want to really take care of that. And mm-hmm. this is just throughout time you switch it over.
Right, right. Another one, the last one before we got to go, is air quality. It matters. So a lot of, you can do air doctors. That really helps your air. We're inside so much, so having good quality air is so important. But also, I would say Scentsy's, I would throw those out. And I haven't done this yet, but I would like to. So most of the times, I just do essential oils and the diffuser. But I also do, when people come around, I need to throw out. I have one little wax melt Scentsy thing. I need to throw it out. But
we love our beeswax candles.
Yeah, that our beeswax candles, that's a really good one. But what I was going to say for Scentsy's is to melt down beeswax and put some essential oils in there.
Mm-hmm.
And that way it smells like a Scentsy kind of. I haven't done that yet, but I would like to try it. And also our beeswax candles, which is we love those. Those are a great alternative, and just essential oils.
And we are having an exciting announcement with our candle lady.
Uh-huh.
And we will wait to say that later on when we actually get it finally official. But exciting things coming with candles, and we can't wait to share it with you guys, because her candles are high quality, they smell amazing, and they look so cute in your kitchen or living room lit up. I love how they look.
And they smell, guys. They're so good.
They're so good.
And they're great price. Great price. If you're going to pay for a candle, you might as well not have toxins in it.
Absolutely. Because what you smell really does matter.
It really does matter. Yeah. That's right.
And last but not least, like always, there's always like toothpaste. And now fluoride is official. Guys, we're not crazy now. Officially a neurotoxin. So That's
The
something.
crunchy community has won that over.
One more battle, one like
Yes.
more got more to go.
So that I think that's all we have. It's just one day at a time. Don't get overwhelmed with everything. Most of all, just really dive into your own research, get educated, become more knowledgeable, and just love what the Lord has given us here on this earth to use. Anyways, that's it. Have a great day.